body in remembrance. The bird's shadow is painted in reverse, like a woman pulling her dark shawl about her, her spine bent. It has stopped chattering. It wishes to be remembered for something more august, some portent its small black body holds against the whiteness of the snow. Of course, the snow is not whiteness. Nothing is that pure or unmediated. Even the horizon is made deeper by the three spindly trees, the snow-covered fence, and thin-runged ladder that make us think we are standing still, watching the bird watch its shadow, silent, unflickering. It is the world caught in an instant, so it is not the world, which is already shifting as Monet shakes the cold from his fingers, takes back the brush, cursing aloud as the magpie flies off for the horizon, the snow on the rung of the ladder dislodged softly, but so few flakes they be impossible to paint. So Monet works the closer trees, the long, low-windowed house behind the snow-deep fence. Inside, the woman at the fire pulls her shawl closer, leans forward, mumbling into the flames her dream of life. None of this can be seen again.